The Major League Baseball season has begun.
Bienvenidos a una tarde de orgullo boricua. Welcome to the afternoon of Puerto Rican pride. We are at Iram Bithorn Stadium. I'm John Miller with Joe Morgan, and we're excited.
It was a lopsided season opener in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Texas Rangers 8-1. Calling yesterday's game for ESPN was John Miller, who says he waits too long each year for a new season to begin.
I have long been an advocate of the 9-month season. 6 months is not long enough for me, and I suspect many baseball fans feel the same way. When the season's over, it's been a long haul. We're all glad to have some time off to catch our breath and to, you know, have my wife introduce me to my kids again. But once we're through the holidays, let's go to spring training in January and get started.
Should they bother going through 6 months of the baseball season or just give it to the Yankees now?
Well, it's interesting, for those who had already anointed this Yankee rotation as among the greatest of all time, I beg to differ. Mike Mussina is an outstanding pitcher, one of the best of his generation, but we're talking about Roger Clemens now at age 38. Now, he missed two different parts of last season with injuries. When you get 38 and you do what Clemens does, you're going to break down occasionally. El Duque, as great as he is in the postseason, I mean, look at his regular season record last year. He was 12-13. You can't be 12-13 and have your rotation call one of the best of all time. So, I think the Yankees have a little age in that staff, and that offense is getting older. Was not that good even in the postseason last year. This is a team I think clearly in decline. I'm secretly, and this is just between you and me, Bob, secretly hoping that they do make the World Series, because this group is going to be broken up, I think, at the end of this year. A great story. That one last effort to make it four straight World Series. But I think that it's going to be a real tough thing for them to accomplish this year.
Will it be possible for a small market team to make the playoffs?
Absolutely. I mean, the best team in the American League by the end of last year was quite probably Oakland. It can be done. I'm irritated whenever I hear baseball people, especially general managers and managers, whining about being a small market team. Whenever you hear that, take that as a code word for the guy saying, don't blame me, yeah. I'm a top man, but I can't help it because we don't have any money. Baloney. How did Oakland do it? They don't have no money. I'm looking at teams like Kansas City and even the Minnesota Twins. I don't think they can win, but I think they could be very interesting and have a very good season.
What's the labor situation?
Well, you know, this time 7 years ago, 1994, we had already had the first shots fired across the bow, and the war had already begun, the war of words. I think that there is a very large feeling on both sides that they don't want another massive war. The biggest question for baseball is how far can they go in terms of sharing the loot amongst themselves? How much of George Steinbrenner's money can they get over to Kansas City and Minnesota and some of these other places and put in place some sort of a mechanism that prompts those teams to then spend that money on players? Because let's face it, you know, Montreal has become a joke. I mean, this is a true story, Bob. I was in Montreal a couple years ago, and I saw Jacques Doucet, the longtime voice of the Expos in French, and he was sitting in his booth next to ours reading a novel during the game. So I go over between innings and he says, what are you doing, Jacques? Sacre bleu. And he says, our station, there's some kind of a boxing match. And they chose to broadcast that instead of the Expos game.
We'll take them here, John.
Hey, Bad Vlad and Jose Vidro and that great scouting system would look pretty good in Washington. The Expos have produced the players over the years, and it's a very fun young team right now, although nobody in Montreal knows about it.
Well, have a great season. We'll be listening.
It's baseball, Bob. It's the best of all possible worlds. Everybody starts with a clean slate. And here we go, the great adventure for the next 7 months, and we'll see how it all turns out at the end of October.
John Miller broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants.